Culture and commerce are the ingredients of a looming battle at UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. In September, the United States rejoined UNESCO after a 19-year absence. The American diplomats returned just in time to stop an attempt to draft an international convention that would protect other countries' movie and television industries. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
France and Canada took the lead in drafting the UNESCO Convention on Cultural Diversity, now 2 years in the making. Its principal aim is to take movies and TV programs off the agenda of the World Trade Organization, or WTO. Instead, the convention would put them on UNESCO's agenda. There, the right for countries to fund and support their TV and movie industries would be permanently enshrined in a binding international legal document.
There is no cultural dimension in the way of thinking commercial things.
Pierre Jolivet is a filmmaker and leading lobbyist for the French movie industry. He says the Convention on Cultural Diversity is not about stopping Hollywood, which he says would be impossible. Jolivet claims the convention's purpose is to simply ensure that non-American film industries can survive.
Do we want a world which is under the power on few people who are very good for entertaining? Or we want to keep each country a way of thinking, a way of seeing the world? That's the point.
In Europe, some 80% of movies being shown in cinemas are American. On the other side of the Atlantic, less than 1% of films are foreign. The movie Amelie is one of the few recent European productions to make it onto American screens, large or small. It was financed in part thanks to France's Exception Culturelle, or Exception for Culture in Trade Talks. The exception allows France to help finance its movie industry. The draft convention at UNESCO would make the French exception the global norm, or at least something countries could do without running afoul of trade rules. But such exceptions are not something American diplomats at UNESCO view with approval.
We don't understand quite yet why a binding convention of an international legal nature needs to be decided in this area.
Terry Miller is the American Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Economic and Cultural Affairs. He says America knows it is the new kid on the block at UNESCO, and so is treading carefully. So while the United States has given cautious American consent to the drafting of the convention, U.S. diplomats will be very careful about its final content. Because for Washington, the place to talk about culture is the WTO, where Hollywood can insist on access to foreign markets in the name of free trade.
The proponents of this idea have couched their desire for a permanent trade cultural exception in very grand language about cultural diversity. I think their ultimate goals might be a bit more narrow than that.
Whether the goals are narrow or not, the initial consensus in favor of the convention is large. Munir Bushnaki is UNESCO's Assistant Director General for Culture. He says a majority of nations think their movie and television production should be protected at UNESCO because movies and TV shows, they think, are not goods like any other.
You cannot just compare it to a car or a fridge. And it is true that it has to be seen differently. How we have to discuss it.
The talks on the convention will last for another 2 years, but there is some hope for a future compromise. Hollywood is worried about the cultural exception going global, but it is also worried about lost revenue because of piracy. Defenders of the convention say they would be willing to help protect American copyrights overseas if America allows them to protect their own movie making. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.